It's Wednesday, the 14th of November. It's Napod Promo Day 14.
Yes, so it is the 14th of November. Thank you, Amy and Cara. Hello.
Okay. I like it when you say thank you. You're welcome.
Good.
Bye-bye.
Are you going? Bye then.
No,
I'm not. It's just a little laugh.
Okay. So yes, it is Napod Promo Day 14. Thank you very much indeed.
Yes,
hope you had a good day. We've had an interesting day, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been all... We've been at Doncaster.
Yeah, we went.
We went home on the bus and arrived there in the car.
What she meant to say was we took the car into Doncaster and took the bus back out again. That's what
Yes, we did. What I meant. Goodbye to you. That's just a laugh. I'm not really going.
You're a nutter.
La 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 la.
Anyway, yes, so I hope you all had a good day. What?
Oh, hilarious.
Do you know, the moment I came up with the idea of getting the kids to help out with this, I knew it was going to be impossible. See, the last time, the previous times when we've had the kids helping out and recording, be it for, I can't remember, did you help with Napod Promo last year? I can't remember.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And you also did a show. You did a show with us a couple of years ago, and this is basically what it went down to. You two going. The thing is, girls, you don't realise I have control, so I can do this. You suddenly go very, very quiet. And nobody can hear you. Well, they can through my microphone, Benny. So, stop shouting.
Thank you.
Right. Anyway, we're going to play some music. And we're going to play a song that you girls like.
What song is it then, Daddy?
It is another song, because this is I've played a song by this artist already on the Napod Promo series.
Okay, tell me what the song is?
Yes, can you stop shouting?
And the artist?
The artist is Symphony of Science.
Okay, now what's the song?
And you can find Symphony of Science at symphonyofscience.com.
What is the song?
I know what you said. The song is called A Glorious Dawn.
Okay.
And you know this song.
Can you play it now?
This is the apple pie song.
Apple pie and custard.
No, not apple pie and custard.
Yay.
The one where he goes, oh.
Yay.
Yes, so this is another...
That's my favourite song.
This is another track.
And it's the second favourite, but my first favourite is... It's na 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 na.
This is another song that features Carl Sagan. And shush now, I'm talking. This is another track that features excerpts from Carl Sagan's 1980s series called Cosmos, where a lot of his things that he said on his show have been tuned so you can hear them as singing. So anyway, I'm going to shut up because these kids are doing my head in.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they want to hear this song as much as I do. So anyway, I shall leave you with Symphony of Science, A Glorious Dawn, and catch you tomorrow. Say goodbye, kids.
Bye.
Can I say it now?
Bye.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try. Oh. first invent the universe. Space is filled with a network of wormholes. You might emerge somewhere else in space. Some went out in time. The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The cosmos is full beyond measure. Elegant truths of exquisite interrelationships of the awesome machinery of nature. I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos, in which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky. And the brain does much more than just recollect. It intercompares, it synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions. The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? From the Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a possible Big Crunch, our image of the universe today is full of strange-sounding ideas.
How lucky we are to live in this time, the first moment in human history when we are, in fact, visiting other worlds. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way.
The surface of the Earth is the shore of the cosmic ocean. Recently we've waded a little way up, and the water seems inviting.